Dining Out for Dessert by Still Like Newlyweds. The kids were starting to get a little stir-crazy with the shelter-in-place order, so our oldest offered to take the three younger ones out for ice cream at Dairy Queen after dinner since their drive-thru was still operating. With dinner finished, the table cleared, and food put away, the gang started filing out to get into their brother's truck. As the last one was heading out the door, I grabbed my wife in the kitchen, kissed her, and said with a playful grin, "The house is empty." "They won't be gone very long," she replied while trying to get a container of water ready for making a batch of iced tea. "We've had less time," I said, determined not to miss an opportunity. We'd had a great time together earlier that morning, which almost made her late for work, but that brief time left us longing for more of each other all day. She put the water in the microwave, pushed some buttons, and said, "All right, we've got 4 minutes." "Okay," I replied eagerly, grabbing her hand and heading down the hall to our bedroom. "Seriously?" she responded as we shut the bedroom door behind us. "That's not a lot of time." "It's enough to do something, and something is better than nothing," I replied. "Did you have something specific in mind?" she asked, as I approached her side of the bed, where she was standing. I didn't answer. I just pulled down her shorts and panties. She stepped out of them just in time for me to throw her back onto the bed. Before the bed had even stopped bouncing, I plunged my face between her legs and pushed my tongue between her lips.
Oh, yes,
she instantly exclaimed. There was no gentle caressing, no warm-up, no build-up, just instant, passionate, hungry, deep, fast pussy eating. She continued non-stop with the moans, screams, and other exclamations of ecstasy. As I continued working on her lips and clit like a starving man at a buffet. She was holding her thighs to keep her legs spread, and I held the sides of her butt to pull her tight against my face. My tongue worked furiously up and down her lips and then over her clit. I sucked her clit and then dove my tongue down deep into her hole to draw out more delicious juices. I continued moving across all parts of her increasingly wet pussy, and she continued to loudly express her enjoyment in what I was doing. I eventually paused to take a quick breather, and she pulled me up while sitting up herself. "Okay, you've made your point," she said, almost out of breath as I was. "Is 4 minutes up?" I asked, as she stood up next to the bed. I wasn't paying any attention to the clock. "I have no idea," she said, as she started to grab at my pants. "But I want something else," she continued, as she frantically undid my button and zipper and yanked down my pants and underwear. She grabbed the bottle of blended oils we use for lube, drizzled some on my hard cock, and stroked me quickly to spread it. Then she bent over the edge of the bed and said, "Pound into me." I moved in behind her, but I found I needed to move my legs apart more to get the correct angle, and my pants were still both around my ankles. I frantically tried to get one leg free so the momentum wouldn't be lost. The pants were not cooperating, and by the time I was free, felt like several minutes, but it was only a few seconds. The frustration has caused some of my hardness to fade. That happens these days. I tried entering, but it wasn't working. She quickly stood up and turned around. "Give me that," she said, grabbing my cock. She quickly performed her magic touch on me, and it began to come back to life. Since I was facing her, I took the opportunity to suck one of her glorious big boobs. Can't actually remember when her shirt and bra came off. My mouth went over it with the same fervor that I had shown her pussy. As enjoyable as her boob was in my mouth, I knew what she wanted, and her hand had gotten me plenty hard again. I pushed her onto the bed again on her back with her butt right at the edge of the bed. She spread her legs up in the air, and I drove my cock deep into her hungry pussy with one hard thrust. She screamed, "Oh! Oh!" in pleasure and didn't stop screaming and moaning as I pounded my shaft into her. Her body rocked and her boobs bounced beautifully with every thrust. I watched my cock slide in and out of her, glistening with her juices each time. I pulled back and moved my gaze up her shaking body over her beautiful boobs to the ecstatic expression on her face. Meeting her eyes, we stayed locked in that gaze for a few moments. The beauty and ecstasy beaming from her gorgeous eyes drove me to want her even more. My rhythm increased, as did my force. I lifted her butt slightly to change the angle of penetration, and she screamed even louder. Answering her cry of pleasure, I pounded into her with everything I could gather. But after a few moments, the pace of intensity of the quick time and probably the second helping of dinner, along with the extra bread, all kind of caught up with me, and I just couldn't go anymore. I stopped, but I didn't pull out of her. We stayed right there for a moment, catching our breath. "They will probably be home any second now," she said, once she had regained the ability to form a sentence. I grabbed my phone that was on the bed and looked up our son's location. "Gotta love technology. Still a Dairy Queen," I said as I started to slide in and out of her slowly, and she moaned softly with delight. I continued moving into her gently and smoothly, knowing that we would not be able to get back to our previous space. I caressed her boobs as we just relished the sensation of some of the hardest, fastest, craziest, most intense sex. I checked the location again and saw that they were on the move, so we finally got up and were dressed just as we heard the gang all come back into the house. The whole household was happy with their dessert choices, and the really great part is that as wonderfully exhausting as that brief time was, it was not the last of our fun time together for that day.